Now only 12 days away to the kickoff of the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Equatorial Guinea. The host country will play Congo Brazzaville January 17th in the opening match in the port city of Bata. In match two that same day, also in Bata, Gabon will go against Burkina Faso. With the competition just around the corner, the qualified teams are continuing their preparations for the African Championship Tournament. South Africa, the 1996 Nations Cup champion, warmed up with a victory over the 2012 winner. Marco Uma reports from Johannesburg.
A goal scored by winger Thuso Pala in the 81st minute lifted hosts South Africa to a 1-0 victory over Zambia in an Orange Africa Cup of Nations build-up match at the Orlando Stadium in Soweto, South Africa on Sunday. Despite the narrow loss, Zambia's coach Ona Janza is optimistic about his team's prospect at the Nations Cup, which starts on the 17th of January.
Going by our last three games, I think we were so aggressive going towards the opponent's goal mouth. But in today's game, of course, maybe we didn't attempt so much going forward. We tried to make amends on the second striker. We wanted to see what Chisamba can do as a second striker from the deep midfield. Today's game was a good eye-opener for us to know where we stand. As a team, we didn't do a lot of striking. And the unfortunate situation is that even obvious chances that came our way, we did not utilize. I think we had we were the first to have a clear-cut chance. I think Jackson Mwanza was in front of the goal, which was almost yawning.
Zambia won the cup in 2012 in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea, a very sentimental victory given the history of tragedy that took place there. Have you set any target for the competition?
I, for one, as a coach, there's nothing that I would love in my career than paying my country the best reward, like giving them the cup. Of course, I have to, again, focus on the players themselves. With the branding of new players and old players, the mileage of expectation, of course, may be too high for them to think about winning the cup. But to them, their target will be to come out of the group stage as the best two. Maybe go to the quarterfinals, struggle, go to the semifinals. But that will be for the players. But for me as a coach, to be in the finals. So I think if the cup will go to Zambia, it shouldn't be a surprise because we are ready for.
That was Ona Janza, coach of Zambia, Mark Oma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. Zambia, Mina, Waka, Waka, Zambia, Mina, Sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Because
this is Africa. Zambia, Mina, Waka, Waka, Zambia, Mina, Sakalewa. This time for Africa.
With more Africa Cup of Nations football news, here is the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot, on the spot at Adeyemi.
Happy New Year to all our listeners across Africa. With the championship fast approaching, the host nation has fired coach Andoni Goicoechea, plunging his preparations into chaos. Goicoechea departed on Thursday after the election of a new president for the Equatorial Guinea Football Federation, known as FEGUIFOOT. New Federation President André Mbomio confirmed the sacking of the former Spanish international, who had been in charge for the last 2 years, but gave no reasons. Failure in the recent regional competition for the Equatorial Guinea side, plus defeats in two warm-up games in Portugal last week, likely triggered the sack of the coach. Equatorial Guinea, which last month stepped in as emergency host of the Nations Cup, in place of Morocco, has been preparing for the tournament in Portugal. The host will play Congo in the opening game of the 16-nation tournament in Bata on January 17th. Also in Equatorial Guinea's group are Burkina Faso and Gabon. Talking about preparations, the Black Stars of Ghana on Saturday officially kick-started their preparations for the Nations Cup. The team trained in Ghana's capital, Accra. Captain Asamoah Gyan and 24 other players who had been involved in informal training sessions during their holidays were all available. The training was the final send-off for the Black Stars, who traveled to Spain to continue with their preparations. Newly appointed fitness trainer Jamie Lawrence got the day's workout started. when he led the players through fitness exercises. Coach Avram Grant and assistant Maxwell Konadu took charge of the session. Ghana is in a tough Group C at the 38th edition of the two-yearly Nations Cup, alongside Senegal, South Africa, and Algeria. Also, the Algerian national football team on Friday began preparations for the tournament. As part of the preparations, Algeria will play a friendly match against Tunisia in Tunis on January 11th before flying to Equatorial Guinea 4 days later. Algeria is in the so-called group of death with Ghana, South Africa, and Senegal. And from Mali comes the report that giant striker Cheikh Diabaté requires a knee operation and will be out for 4 months, meaning he will miss the Africa Cup of Nations. The 26-year-old Diabaté, who is playing professionally in France, agreed to undergo surgery after a consultation with a specialist in Marseille last month. Diabaté, who stands at an imposing 1.94 meters, had been called up for Mali for the Cup of Nations. However, he had been complaining of recurring problems with his knee for several months. Meanwhile, Mali has called up forward Mohamed Traoré to replace Diabaté. Traoré plays for the top Sudanese club, Al Merrikh. Mali is in Group D at the Nations Cup alongside Ivory Coast, Cameroon, and Guinea.
Hi, this is VOA's Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. You're listening to my friend Segun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi.
Thank you, Sonny, and Happy New Year to you. Well, as the final countdown to the opening of the three-week tournament continues, several teams have started naming their final squads. According to African Soccer's governing body, CAF, all the 16 finalists must submit their final 23-member squads by midnight on Wednesday, January 7th. Any nation that fails to meet the CAF deadline will be fined, in addition to having its player allocation reduced to 22. Among the teams that have already beaten the deadline is South Africa. In naming his team, coach Ephraim Cheikh Mashaba surprisingly left out Ajax Amsterdam's midfielder, Tulani Serero. Mashaba said he omitted Serero from the 23-member squad because, quote, other players were better than him, unquote. Ivory Coast has also named his final squad. Coach Avi Renard named Nations Cup veterans and familiar faces, such as Captain Yaya Toure and elder brother Kolo, Jevinho, Salomon Kalou, Boubacar Barry, and Cheikh Tiote in his final squad. The Elephants of Ivory Coast will open an 11-day training on Monday in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, in preparation for the championship. Ivory Coast is in Group D with Mali, Cameroon, and Guinea. Well, as I reported last week, one team that will be watching the 2015 Nations Cup finals on television is Nigeria, which is the defending champion. The Super Eagles of Nigeria failed to qualify for the Equatorial Guinea tournament, to the disappointment of many football fans. Among them is former Super Eagles captain, Nwankwo Kanu. Kanu told the football website Goal.com that 2014 was a disappointing year for Nigerian football because of the Eagles' failure to qualify for the Nations Cup. If we are not featuring among the best countries in Africa that will participate in the 2015 AFCON, that is the Nations Cup, it simply means that something went wrong with our football in 2014, he says. Echoing Kanu is a Nigerian parliamentarian and football enthusiast, Ogbonna Nwoke. Nwoke says Nigeria will be sorely missed at the 2015 Nations Cup finals.
But I think the world will miss Nigeria's absence. I think the Africans themselves will miss Nigeria's absence. We'll bring a great some difference to the game. The way we play, the way we celebrate, even the way we sing when the game is on. And I think the world will miss that definitely. I think the African world will be wondering how come a former champion, just champion of the game in South Africa, suddenly fizzles out when it matters most. That's the game. It's always, like we say in sports, let the best win.
He also speaks on what needs to be done to raise the standard of football in Nigeria.
We need to lay appropriate foundations. It's just not enough for us to depend on our boys who have been tutored abroad by foreign coaches. I believe the time has come to fully establish the Nigerian league. The time has come for coaches here to look further inwards. There are talents everywhere. Those who are playing abroad began their play at home. They were not made abroad. And so if we work hard, if we remove politics from football, if we bring in proper football administrators, not just opportunists that are beginning to gravitate in the direction of the football house, then we can put Nigeria's football back on track.
That was Nigerian parliamentarian Ugbonna Nwoke commenting on the absence of the Super Eagles of Nigeria from the 2015 Nations Cup finals in Equatorial Guinea. He spoke with reporter Tony Tamuno in Port Harcourt. Finally, the stage is set for the 2014 Glocaf Awards, the annual extravaganza that celebrates the best in African football. The 2014 edition will be held in Nigeria's commercial city of Lagos on Thursday, January 8th. The awards gala will see players and officials who have distinguished themselves during the year 2014, receiving honors for their achievements. Winners of the prestigious African Player of the Year, as well as of 15 other categories, will be unveiled during the gala night. Some of the other categories are African Player of the Year, based in Africa, National Team of the Year, Club of the Year, Referee of the Year, and Coach of the Year. Africa's finest 11 will also be revealed on the night that will be attended by the creme de la creme of the continent's football icons. Ivorian midfielder Yaya Toure was named the African Player of the Year for the third time at the last edition held on January 9, 2014, also here in Lagos. Toure has also been named in the three-man shortlist for the 2014 award, meaning he has a chance to clinch a record fourth consecutive African Footballer of the Year title. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun, and Happy New Year to you also, buddy. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Sunny. If you check out my Facebook page, you'll see a photo of me with VOA director